Linda presents this unabridged recording of The Trials of Lila Dalton, written by L.J. Shepherd and read by Hannah van der Heide. I look up to find 12 strangers staring back at me. 6 in the front row, 6 in the back. They seem expectant, like an audience waiting for a comedian to deliver the punchline. I realize I'm the one they're waiting for. Now would be a good time to tell a joke, just to ease the tension, or fill the silence at the very least. But I can't think of anything to say. My mind has gone blank. I don't know where I am, or how I got here. I'm not even sure where here is. It's an old-fashioned place. The 12 strangers are sitting in a wooden box, like pews in a church, except the back row is higher than the front, so more like seats in a theatre. Sort of. Everything from the skirting board to eye level is oak-panelled.
Miss Dalton?
I look around for whoever said that, and at the front of the room, staring down at me from an elevated bench, is a man robed in scarlet and black. A judge. His eyebrows rise to meet his wig. I quickly decide that it's a good job I didn't deliver any funny lines. It doesn't look like he'd appreciate them. The presence of a judge tells me this must be a courtroom. That's why everything looks so strange, why the walls are made of wood. Wait, am I on trial? What have I been accused of?
Miss Dalton?
Says the judge again. I guess that's me. Dalton. Dalton. The name means nothing to me.
I think the jury were hoping you might tell them which witnesses you'll be calling for the defense.
I repeat the phrase several times, but quietly, so that only I can hear. With each repetition, my head pounds and brings with it a wave of tinnitus. Witnesses. Jury. Defense. It doesn't matter how many times the words slosh around my pitching ship of a brain. I can't think of anything to say. I feel sick with dread. Everyone is expecting me to know the answer, but I couldn't even tell them what day it is. There's been some sort of mistake. A horrible mistake. Needing to feel my skin, just to check that there's some fleshy casing for my broken mind, I raise a hand to my temple, and my fingers brush horsehair curls. I'm also wearing a wig. At least that explains why everyone is looking at me. I cast around for more clues, even though the list of potential explanations is dwindling by the second. And those seconds are as long as minutes. Each one drags out into eternity while they wait for me to speak and I stay silent, though my mind is full of noise.